The televised speech, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah talked about the latest findings regarding Israel's infiltration of Lebanon's telecommunications sector. He said revelations released by Lebanon's telecommunications ministry mean that any future indictment in the Hariri tribunal based on telecoms data is not credible, as Israel could have easily tampered with this data.
Mr. Belmar, you are using evidence you say is based on telecommunications. This evidence has absolutely no significance since the Lebanese telecommunication ministry's press conference. We are ready for a technical debate on the matter.
Media reports have it that the indictment will be based on telecommunications data and basically what was considered as suspicious phone calls by members of Hezbollah at the time of the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri in 2005. Once again, Nasrallah expressed doubt about the credibility of the tribunal and its legal proceedings. He also questioned the U.S.-backed tribunal's refusal to consider the possibility of Israeli involvement and Israeli cooperation with the probe into the assassination. Experts have stressed that all potential suspects should be questioned.
The Office of the Prosecutor has not investigated any Israelis. Even as witnesses, I mean, and this shows an imbalance and double standards, because when Detlev Melis was asked about if he interviewed people from Hezbollah, he admitted that he interviewed people in connection with Hezbollah as witnesses, but when asked about if he interviewed anyone from Israel, he said that this was part of the secret investigation.
Nasrallah accused the Special Tribunal for Lebanon of using faulty procedures, including issuing convictions in absentia and hiding witness identities. Hezbollah's head also appeared to make a call on Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri without actually mentioning his name. Nasrallah stressed the importance of joining in with what he considered the ongoing political efforts to reach a solution to the issue of the upcoming indictment.
They are saying that they want a solution, but only after the indictment is released. But you are making a mistake. When we see how the U.S. is pushing for indictment and how the Israelis are celebrating this future indictment, we know that by the time it is released, it will have become too late for us to sit together and find a solution.
Hariri and Nasrallah have not held a single meeting in recent months, despite meetings being held between the two parties they lead at lower levels. Head of Hezbollah Sayed Hassan Nasrallah has clearly raised Hezbollah's suspicion on the Israeli role in the Special Tribunal for Lebanon, saying that any future indictment is a declaration of war against the resistance, since, as they say, Israel is able to tamper with possible evidence. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.